We should know before 9 o'clock this morning the European Court of Justice ruling on the €13 billion tax case involving technology giant Apple and Ireland. The money is currently in Ireland's pocket and resting in escrow investment portfolio following an EU commission finding that Apple had underpaid €13.1 billion in tax due to Ireland between 2003 and 2014. Apple and Ireland weren't happy with the findings. They decided to appeal. We've had a further appeal by Apple, and it's the outcome of that lengthy litigation that we'll hear today. The money was paid over by Apple in 2018 into the escrow or temporary third party holding account. Now, to remind us about this story that dominated headlines 8 years ago, I'm joined by Richard Curran, columnist with the Irish Independent and presenter of The Business on RTE Radio 1. And Richard, this is the money that Ireland didn't want. Will you remind us what happened and why the Commission levelled this massive fine on Apple?
Well, you can actually trace the origins back to 2013 when the Apple chief executive, Tim Cook, was giving evidence at a US Senate hearing that was looking at corporations paying relatively low amounts of tax around the world. And Ireland and Apple and its arrangements in Ireland came under the spotlight. And he was giving evidence about what those arrangements were. The European Commission took an interest in those comments and decided to take a look at that structure. And they, back in 2016, they found and concluded that, in their view, the arrangements constituted an illegal state aid, which basically meant that a lot of the money that was going from Apple profits in various locations through companies in Ireland was allowed to do so on the basis that it had companies registered in Ireland that were not registered to pay tax anywhere. And that's pretty unusual. It's not that unusual. It's not unique. And they felt that basically this was combined with two state rulings from the Revenue Commissioners in 1991 and 1997, that had effectively done a sweetheart deal for Apple that was not available to others. So Ireland rejected that finding along with Apple, and Apple was instructed to pay the $13 billion plus penalties. It was put into an account until such time as this was all sorted out.
Big reputational issues here for Ireland as well. Now, the process that both Ireland and Apple has been through since, can you talk us through that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is that depending on the outcome today, you could argue that if this European Court of Justice finds that it was an illegal state aid, that it's very damaging for Apple. It'll cost them $13 or $14 billion, but it would also be damaging for Ireland. To some extent, this has dragged on so long that it's beginning to feel more and more like a legacy historical issue. So, for example, the actual corporate structures that were in place at that time, no longer exist. Many of the things that Ireland would have been criticised for, such as arrangements known as the double Irish and inversions, where, you know, tiny companies basically took over very, very large companies, particularly in the pharmaceutical sector, and there were tax breaks for that. A lot of these things have been closed down. Ireland's argument always was that if you want us to change these tax rules or these corporate structures or tax structures, that's okay, but others would have to do it at the same time. Because if the ultimate goal is to get corporations to pay more tax and contribute more around the world, then there's no point in one or two countries changing the rules because it'll just transfer to somewhere else. So a process was begun under the OECD. Ireland participated in that, and collectively countries agreed to make various changes, and they have been made. So a lot of the ground rules have shifted. So even if this case goes against Apple and against Ireland, yes, it's a black mark in Ireland's case because, you know, it had allowed an illegal state aid to happen. It's a black mark for Apple because they engaged in that, even though they engaged with the Irish government and the revenue in totally good faith. But it does feel a bit more historical at this stage. And one other important point is that the amounts of money involved, every country could do with $13 or $14 billion. Absolutely, there's lots of things that we could do with the money, more than new bike shelters. But at the end of the day, at the time, in 2016, for example, Ireland's corporate tax take was just 7 billion euro. And this year, it's likely to be closer to 30, probably about 28 billion. Or put it this way, our corporate tax take for 2022, 2023 and 2024, just these 3 years, is likely to be over 70 billion.
All right. The money in this escrow account, has the money been making money?
It's invested in a way that is obviously low risk given the circumstances. So the more risk you take, the more returns you might get. So it's actually lost money. And part of the reason for that would be it would need to be in sort of very liquid assets that could be just cashed in at very short notice. So it's actually down money. Now, I think in the last couple of years, it's gone up again. But it at one stage, it was down several hundred million.
Richard Curran, thank you very much. And our Europe editor will bring us an update on the court decision before the end of the programme, if that comes to hand.